Every fall, Scott Hughes takes his 8th grade science class to the Great Smoky Mountains Institute at Tremont for 3 days of environmental education in the middle of the nation's first national park. It's age-appropriate and not too surprising that 8th grader Evan Aldridge is really excited about encountering wildlife.
I've been through the mountains a lot of times going down to South Carolina, and it's kind of like you just really don't know what else to see out there. I'd like to see a lot of wildlife, maybe some bears or something.
What's truly surprising is that his classmate, Thomas Eggleston, is genuinely looking forward to no Wi-Fi or cell signal during the trip.
I think it'll be kind of fun going 5 minutes without hearing my cell phone ping off or vibrate or having to listen to someone else's ringtone, and then we laugh about it later.
Their teacher, Scott Hughes, wants his students to learn about the environment. Last year, he brought back some of the invasive plant kudzu as a teaching tool.
One of the years when I was going down for some training, I just pulled over, snipped a couple leaves off there of the kudzu, and we'll talk about invasive species and what that is doing to, you know, our environment here.
Sophomore Jacob Nolly participated 2 years ago and used his lessons to make changes at his school.
And I got with Mr. Lux. Mr. Hughes had talked to Mr. Lux about it and stuff. And that's when they started the conserving the energy with the lights at our school. That there was these little stickers on each light, and it told you to turn it off to be more aware. And it's cut down on our energy at our school a lot.
While the students are learning lifelong lessons about the environment, another critical change is happening. Tremont Institute Director of Education John DiDiego says studies connect outdoor education with improved standardized test scores, and the Tremont Institute has done its own studies that reveal even more good news.
One of the surprise findings was that kids left here and 3 months later, when they were tested again, had an overall increase in interest in learning in general, not just about science or about the things that they studied here, but just they understood learning in a different way. And that's huge.
Lucas Barrett, who went on last year's trip, says it makes sense that being out in nature is connected with higher test scores.
Sometimes kids stay inside too much, and I think maybe like an outdoor atmosphere might help you just kind of relax and maybe like take things in more.
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.